For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
Well, hello, hello. Welcome in. Hope the holidays are going well. You are tuning in to Bolt Brady and his bro. Best place for your sports gambling information. It's up to our local Santa. What's up, buddy?
Giving out presents, giving out picks.
Just chips miss all year round.
Chip Mitt's actually 8-2 last 10 games.
Yeah, it's good. Good little run here at the perfect time.
Mm-hmm. How was Christmas? Any presents that stuck out to you?
That I received?
Or that the kids got?
You know, on the parents' end, it's a whole lot of staying up and assembling stuff. And blowing cash. So, just the typical on that end. But I got an unexpected pressure washer, which is pretty sweet for the pad, right?
Nice. The wife got you that?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't ask for it or anything, but it'll come in handy at some point, I guess.
Oh, heck yeah.
And then the typical, you know, Pro Vs, golf stuff. The stuff I really need, some undies.
Right. I got some Pro Vs too, but I got the wearing it now, the new... rain jacket.
Nice.
I was definitely due. The last one that I had, no joke, was one that mom bought for me in San Francisco at Pier 39 like 10 years ago, and it was yellow and it said San Francisco on it.
Oh yeah, you could. it's like if you're the tourist and you're going on Alcatraz and you're like, I don't have anything, I guess I'll grab this bad boy. And it was, you couldn't miss you. It was like the yellow. I'm the captain on the ship here out in the boat.
Well, or for anyone out there that saw Meatballs 2, the alien had the same jacket on I did.
Our boy Meathead.
But I would go to school and I would like to drop the kids off when it was raining and I'd throw that on and she's like, "What are you doing? That thing is good looking."
Mm-hmm.
So now I've got a black one. It's Levi's. I kind of look like Kip from Yellowstone.
Rip.
Sorry.
don't insult our listeners here that watch the Yellowstoner.
No, I like Yellowstone, but you know, Rip's always got the black jacket on.
Mm-hmm.
So I look like Big Rip right now.
Meatballs.
Mm-hmm. Great show.
Yep. How was your Xmas morning?
You know, it's always fun to watch the kids go batshit crazy when they get like the video game that they got the Madden 22. So they were stoked.
Yep.
And you know, of course they make me play that with them and it is crazy. Those graphics. I mean, it is just a joke. Like some of the players look exactly how they do in real life.
Yeah.
So,
things are real good now.
Yeah. So we played that in the plays. I mean, you know, they run legitimate plays, like it's real playbook. So that's cool. I played that for a little bit. And then, you know, got down on games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one last thing on the presents. My oldest, like last minute, gets real specific with, you know, hadn't said squat really for weeks. And it's like 2 days before, starts going like, this. He's like, Steph Curry signed card. And like... All right, dude, where are we getting this at this point? So found something and he saw something on one where it was like one of 15. He's like, I want one of those ones that says one of 15. So this one just had a 4 on the upper corner. I'm like, what does it say it's one of 4?
Right.
And he's like, yeah, this is my best card now. I'm like, that thing's big time.
Very nice. Very nice.
But yeah, then we threw on the Browns Packers.
For Christmas?
That was the first game, right?
Well, kind of. You probably quickly forgot the Tennessee Niners game on Thursday.
Sorry, we can go back to that, yes.
We sure can. Ladies and gentlemen, even my brother will sometimes go against me. Now, I'm not saying you always have to go with me, because of course I'm going to lose games, but to go against me? Not the play.
Well, you know, there's times where you take it and you're just like, bad call. And then there's times where you're kind of like, dude, it's that was Jimmy G, you know, and I don't feel bad about taking them because they were kicking their butt. You know, they're about to go up 14-0. They're at like the 5, and he just locks his eyes in on Kittle and just like an easy pick in the end zone, changes the momentum, and then another possession, couple plays later, they're down in like the wrong end of the field, and he just floats one up for another pick, and now they're in the red zone at like the 10.
Yeah, you know, they came down, they scored the touchdown the first drive, and then Tennessee punts, and then, yeah, the pick that you're referring to, they were driving right down the field again, and I'm like, whoa, this might be a boat racer here.
Just owning them, yeah.
Yeah, it was a joke. Like, the Niners, like, you start thinking, like, oh, these guys are going to the Super Bowl. I mean, that's how well they were playing. And then Jimmy, the pick, he was missing people. And they let him scratch back in. I mean, Tannehill had a whopping 60 yards in the first half throwing. And then he goes, hey, AJ, you ready to get after it?
Yeah, that was your call. You said if one of those three dudes played, that was to take him. And, what, he had like 11 for 145 or something.
And a touchdown. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they were 9 for 16 on third downs. I mean, how many long third downs did they get to AJ, by the way?
That's where the Niners looked bad, was the young secondary. It's like, it's kind of like when the Chiefs just settle into the middle or something. Like, hello!
Right.
Who's in the middle here?
Right. So, anyway, that kept Tennessee rocking to get the, to win the division. They actually play against the Colts, and that's the alert that we got, right? Is that what you're referring to?
Breaking news on the, yeah, COVID outage?
Yep, big Carson Wentz.
So... yeah, they were -7.5 against the Raiders, and it's off the board in a lot of places, but a couple people have it at -1.5 Colts still.
Right, so if it was 7.5, I was like, hey, let's give me the Raiders again. Let's rock and roll.
Oh, if you could grab it real quick?
Well, no. Even if he was playing,
mm-hmm.
I would have rolled with the Raiders again because they took care of business last week. Might be able to touch on that here in a minute, but 7.5, I'll take. Carr and the posse. Well, now Carson's out, which is interesting because I was watching a TV show yesterday and they were like, you know, saying how he's not vaxxed and stuff, and that would really throw off the team if something happened to him in the next day. So someone must have known something. But now it's big Sam Ellinger from Texas.
Uh-huh, I remember him.
Yeah, and he's, I guess you call him a dual threat. I mean, he's kind of like, he's kind of like Taysom for the Saints. I mean, he's a legit runner. Better thrower than Taysom. But, the line -1.5, I'm like, wow. I don't know about that.
You know, and you hear that about these guys, like last night with the Saints, Ian Book's first start. Shout out to EDH, Oak Ridge. I like that he's balling. But there's like, he's mobile, and he's going to do well, at least buying some time. But it's like, if your line's garbage, which the Colts is good, but they're not necessarily going to run like they did in college. These guys can kind of contain them a lot better.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And that game last night with Books, a different story. But, I mean, -1.5, like, geez, that's a tough one now. Because, like, that's basically saying the Raiders are going to win the ball game. And I don't know about going in there and win the ball game. But I think this is only Sam's, like, second year, or is it his third, maybe?
Yeah, probably two.
So anyway, I don't know. That one I'd have to dig into a little bit more. But I really liked it when the 7.5, because last week did the Raiders take care of Big Lock.
Mm-hmm.
And he is anything but a lock.
Yeah, he misses a lot of throws.
Oh, is he garbage. And that I watched that whole game. Not sure if you saw it.
I watched a lot of it, yep.
Okay, well, it would have been the boat race. Josh Jacobs, who was balling, got like a little pass out in the flat, no one around him, and he decides to fumble. And so the Broncos get the ball, and the Raiders defense balls, holds them to the field goal, and then next play comes out, and Carr throws the screen pass, and Chubb goes, I'm going to pick this.
Yep.
And take it down to the one, and then they end up scoring a touchdown. So they scored 10 points in 17 seconds.
Yeah, Carr kind of lets you down. It's crucial moments, too. He had like another, he was sacked and fumbled one later. It's like, dude, you're just keeping him hanging around here.
So, you know, you take those 10 points away. I mean, Locke had nothing to do with that. And that game was a boat racer because the Raiders actually had 3 turnovers to the Broncos 0 and still handled them. That's not a good sign. Like, when you win the turnover battle 3-0 and you lose, that's bueno.
Yeah. Well, that's where, you know, coming to the second game or the first game on Christmas, you know, Baker, they sent the picture out the morning of, like, he had to fly in separately because of COVID, and he sends the picture getting off the plane, like, just touchdown, you know, I'm playing. But I was like, ah, I kind of like the Green Bay here at the 7, which was a lot. But then, you know, Baker throws 4 picks, and the Green Bay can barely handle them.
Yeah, that was crazy. I actually took the Browns that day. That was actually, I took the Browns at 7.5, and it was crazy that they had lost the turnover battle 4-0, and still covered. But yeah, those actually, I was giving out picks to the people that emailed me, and Chris, it has been Christmas overall, but Christmas Day I actually got waxed because of the basketball games.
NBA?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We disagreed on Golden State.
Yep. That was one of the ones that I lost. But Cleveland, I had that one at 7.5 because that was just way too many points. I mean, and Cleveland should have won the game, really.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, once again, Aaron, is that guy any good?
Mm-hmm.
It still just amazes me. I'm like, how do we not take Davante Adams out of the play? Like, when, I mean, when it's third down, you know, big play, he goes to him every time and he completes it.
They're scheming for it, I'm sure. He's just better at getting somehow open, and Aaron's put it in the right spot.
Well, speaking of Aaron, did you see he passed up Brett Favre for most touchdowns in Green Bay history?
Uh-huh.
Now, what's absolutely amazing about that is, did you see how many less interceptions he had?
I did. They put that up. I was like, whoa.
195 less interceptions.
That should be a little more of a highlighted thing there because, you know, you're getting to the same spot, but someone is throwing way more picks and risking way more.
I mean, dude, that is not even close.
Yeah.
I mean, is Aaron Rodgers maybe one of the best quarterbacks of all time or of all time? I mean, these stats are a joke. The guy never turns over the ball. Never. And it's not like he's slinging it around in a dome.
No. Yeah, poor weather. And, you know he's rocking every year.
Not to take anything away from our boy Peyton, but he was in a dome for a long time. Aaron's done this whole thing outside in freezing cold-ass weather. He's a baller.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're going to – the NFC playoffs are probably going to have to go through there. So he's, you know, he's probably saying, hey, Tommy, you want to get that again? You're going to have to come through here again, buddy. But, you know, they're going to have to watch teams that can run the ball because Cleveland, holy cow, hot knife through butter or what? Big chub.
Yeah.
I mean, they had over 200 yards rushing as a team.
Yeah, that's a problem.
So – and especially, you know, with bad weather, that's kind of what you want is a team that can run it.
Yeah. And so then the second game was Colts, AZ.
Yep. And I was wrong on that one. I thought Big Kyler, I picked that one. I picked AZ for the circa contest. And, you know, the kicker, he must have gotten a little sober the night before. 2 missed field goals and the extra point. All right.
And those are in perfect conditions, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're like, it's time for them to turn it around. Cause I think that's that 3 in a row, the skid that they're on.
Yep.
You know, Colts have been heating up. They've been looking pretty good the last 6-7 weeks. They're on a little bit of a run. But I would think this is the week I think Arizona catches someone that people are kind of falling in love with again in Dallas.
Oh, and how many points are they getting? Like 5.5?
I think 5.5 right now. So this is where I'd kind of be like, okay, I think I like AZ here.
Is DeAndre out for the season?
They said for the regular season. And they've clinched a playoff spot already.
Right.
You know, now they're kind of jockeying for position. But, you know, you don't want to lose 5 in a row going into this bad boy.
No, you don't. Yeah, no, I think that'd be a good spot to grab them. We do have a few other games that I prefer to take over that, though.
Mm.
And would you like me to provide you with
them? I'm sure everyone would love to hear them.
Okay, excellent. So we're going back with Big Tennessee. Let's get another W out of these guys. Miami's rolling into town. And I actually thought I took the Saints last night for just one unit. I thought, because the line changed 6 points from book to from Taysom, and I was like, okay, that might be an over a little bit over a reaction here, because I was like, well, Ian will be able to throw the ball better than Taysom. Nope. He might be able to throw it better, but he's not going to be able to read the defenses any better.
Yeah, it's such a fast pace when those guys get thrown into that first game. And, you know, Monday night, everyone's watching. You know it's on his head a little bit.
And I've been trying to catch Miami because I've just been waiting for the perfect time because, you know, they're talking about this streak at 7 games, which, hey, that's awesome because I think they started off like 1-6 or whatever.
1-7.
Okay, 1-7, yeah. But I saw who they've played at quarterback. The only starter that they've beaten this entire time has been Lamar. The other names you might be familiar with, they're called the bottom of the pile of shit. Like Glennon, Zach Wills, Ian last night. I mean,
yeah.
And they're not like even handling them. They're like, you know, they're close ball games. So now they travel into Tennessee, and most of those games were at home, by the way, in their win streak. Now they travel into Big Tennessee, and the line is 3.5. Let's just wait a little bit longer, see if it gets down to the 3. But even at the 3.5, they're going to struggle here against my boy AJ.
Mm.
So that's the first best bet right now. Tennessee, let's wait to see if it gets down to 3, but we'll take it at 3.5 as well.
Mm-hmm. I think Julio, you know, was back too. I mean, they're getting a little healthier. If they get Big Henry, you know, right when they start the playoffs, they'll be a little bit of a force on the road.
Well, of course, that guy's a small game changer.
Yeah, but Miami's is hot. You know, some of it's not pretty, and a lot of it's scheme on offense. It's not like he's slinging it. It's
well, I think it's more scheme on defense
and offense. You know, they did like the flea flicker, and they do the motion where he pitches it to Waddle, and
right, that was a cool play actually
down at the goal line.
Yeah, that misdirection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a cool play. Who are you liking this week here? Let's get a W out of you.
Dude, I had plenty.
Did you?
Yeah. No, I was a little over 500 last week. Arizona is sticking out to me. I told you at the 5.5.
I always like Big Kyler.
Yep. I think everyone's loving Cincinnati again because Joe threw for the 500 against a fifth string Josh Johnson guy's coming off the practice squad again.
Right. Yeah. That game, there was no chance.
Big Joe saying there's no nightlife in Cincy too. I don't know if the fans like that.
Yeah, that was funny. That's why he said that they're not getting the COVID as much as everyone else is because there's nothing to do there. I guess probably, you know, he's implying that if he played for the Miami Dolphins, he'd probably be hitting the town more.
So if the party's not downtown, is the party coming to them? Someone's pad?
I would imagine. They're not just sitting around.
Jamar, your crib or mine tonight, bud?
Xbox? He goes, yeah, right.
Right! Back pages.
Yeah, that was funny. So that like KC rolls in there.
Minus 4.5 KC.
Yeah, another one of our best bettors last week. Holy cow.
Yeah, the whole man.
Woo!
But so, I mean, I'll take KC here. I mean, you even said, because we were like, I'm like, what if Ty and Kelsey are out? It doesn't matter. Like, they're plugging in these guys just fine on offense right now.
Right. That game, I'm not in the business of predicting scores, but I don't know if you realized how close I got to that one. So I said last week, I said the score would be 38-7, and it was 38-10.
Mm-hmm.
That was a small boat racer.
I mean, the first quarter was 21 or 24 or something. It was already over by the end of the first.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they had no chance. So how about this? So the Steelers, they have been outscored in the first half in the last 5 games, 119-14 in the first half of ball games. And then, you know, they've been getting blown out. And so then people take the foot off the pedal and then they start to score a little bit. But yeah, it has not been pretty in Big Pittsburgh.
No. Well, I mean, so I like Kansas City, but then speaking of Pitt, they're going back home and they're the underdog. And it's looking like this is probably Big Ben's final home game.
Oh.
And they're getting 3 against Cleveland.
I actually saw a 3.5, and I'm with you.
I'll take Pitt here for the home finale for Big Ben.
Okay, I'm with you. I didn't know about the home finale. That does help a little bit. So their last 6 games at home, they're 5-0-1 straight up. So they're undefeated. And how about this stat? Their last 18 games against the Cleveland Browns at home, they're 17-1 straight up. So
nice.
Pure domination. If Cleveland was 100% like Baker, you know, okay, it might be a different deal here, but it's not like Cleveland is coming in like rolling right now.
No, I mean, I'd feel better if Case Keenum was maybe starting if I was a Browns fan.
Agreed. So, yes, that's definitely a best bet. I saw 3.5. So.
I'm looking here. There's maybe 1.5 still, but, you know, that might fluctuate here through the week.
Yeah, so...
Regardless, they're getting points at home.
Right, and we've already talked about Tomlin as the underdog at home. He hits like 80% of the time. So we've been pretty good at, like, when to pick the Steelers and when not to. You know, last week we thought they'd get absolutely hammered. And then this week, you know, we think it's going to be a ball game. We're going to flip on it. So we're rolling with Big Ben. Are they saying it might be his last home game?
There are just some whispers where he told a couple people close to him. And he's like, you know, I think this is it for me and Pitt. I mean, I would imagine it's a career. There's no way the Pitt's bringing him back.
And there's no way another team wants him.
No.
Right.
They're going to have to sort that out in the offseason because there's no one waiting behind them either. So they need a free agent pretty bad.
Well, there's several teams that do. I guess, you know, like the Bronx. So I guess Russell Wills and Aaron Rodge are going to be available, huh?
I think Aaron works it out and stays. It's hard to find that coach that you like and you like the offense. Like, he doesn't have it better anywhere else. And Devontae and those guys are still humming for a couple more.
Well, I just don't see how, as an organization, you'd let him go. I mean, I'd be like, whatever this dude needs.
Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, and Russ might stay, too, if they give Pete the heave-ho and kind of start over. You know, that kind of falls more on his gal, it seems like. She thinks she's still a pop star. But I don't think anyone's listening to her tunes lately.
I love Russ, but he needs to stay off the social media. He's on there a small amount.
Yeah. He trademarked that coin, the coin or the phrase, cooking with Russ before the season.
Oh, really?
For the t-shirts and stuff. And I mean, there's not squat cooking this season, but.
No, the food's not tasting very good right now.
The best trademark for I heard, though, was Pat Riley back in the day when the Lakers went for the three-peat.
Yeah.
Big Pat trademarked it. So every time it's on the t-shirt, Pat Riley gets little chips.
Yeah, he does. Put a little bit more towards the hair products.
Yeah. But one more, the Rams are going to Baltimore. And that's going to be a big question about who's playing Baltimore's QB. But the Rams are favored at 3.5 right now.
Yep. So you're nailing all my games here. That was also going to be a best better for me. If, once again, like last week, it didn't happen. If Lamar plays, we'll take her. I'll take the 3.5 there.
I don't even know if it matters with him right now. It's just, you know, he's dinged up, and they're not looking very good on offense.
Oh, you think you'd go the other way? You'd take the Rams there?
If it's at 3, maybe. They're kind of making a big deal that it got moved up from the later time slot to the 10 a.m. Pacific for us. Mm. And they're like, well, you know, McVay, because last week they were in Minnesota, and it was a 10 a.m. or also. And they're trying to free up the afternoon TV schedule for Arizona-Dallas.
Yeah.
So they pushed him up, and they're like, McVay's like 8-2 when he goes East Coast, 10 o'clock games.
I mean, does that really matter, though?
Well, they're just saying, like, these West Coast going to the East Coast. I mean, these guys are fine.
Well, yeah, traveling's not near as bad as it used to be.
Yeah, I think we're okay.
But I'm if Lamar's there, I'll take it for sure. He'll come out rocking. I really hope this guy starts playing. I mean, you know, we said it a long time ago earlier in the season, and the team's just totally different. I mean, that's their leader, and when the guy's not on the field, they play totally different. You know, it's just like TJ Watt, we were saying, or Debo Samuel. The teams are totally different without him.
Hey, fellas and ladies, this episode of Bolt Brady and His Bro is brought to you by your favorite producers of ball trimmers, Manscaped, the global leaders in below-the-waist grooming, and leaving 2021 with a new product. Clean yourself into the new year with the Ultra Premium Body Wash. Also, special offer alert. Use the code BOLT, B-O-L-T, for 20% off and free shipping at Manscaped. 4 million men already trust Manscaped. time to join them. My brother and I have, and we've turned our friends on to them too. Promise you, you'll like it as well. All right. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Let's get back to the show.
Okay, so get all groomed up for your New Year's Eve party. Keep it clean.
I got a 409 for us.
Yeah.
And this guy's coming out of the woodwork. We haven't said his name in quite some time because, well, quite frankly, no one needs to talk about him. His name is Vegas Dave.
Mm.
And for those of you that don't know, Vegas Dave, I'm not even going to get into a long story about him, but he's this sap that was in the media because he hit some big games, and now he claims like he's the best handicapper in the world. And he'll give out games that are like, you know, the spread will be minus 21, and he'll be like, hey, just take the money line on him for minus 3,000.
Right.
So, anyway, Vegas Dave decides to put up a billboard in Las Vegas, and it says Vegas Dave, the GOAT.
Really?
The greatest of all time, and it's half his face is Vegas Dave, and the other half is of a goat. Big Vegas Dave, 409, clean it up, buddy.
And what's he saying? Just check my picks out?
Check out, he promotes his Instagram page. Check her out.
Well, that was the other funny thing was people were like, dude, they'd call him on what he'd give out and claim he's got this much for deposits and winnings and people paying him. And they're like, they'd show that he was just fibbing constantly.
Right.
And he just keeps on humming on.
Right. It was like an Excel spreadsheet that he made.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a joker.
Yep. And he was dating the gal Holly from the Golf Channel and CBS. I don't know where that went.
Yeah. That was peace out.
But that guy.
And then the last game I've got here for the year is we're going to tease. We got a teaser here.
Mm.
Big Georgia. We're going to tease them down from 7.5 to 1.5 for you, V-Dog Bud. And then we're going to tease the Steelers up to the 9.5. So Steelers, Georgia Bulldogs, little pro-college combo there.
Yeah, the Georgia one at 7.5 seems a little high, I was thinking, for Michigan. But yeah, if you get down low, I'm more with that.
Mm-hmm. That's why we're going to tease that one. Typically, we don't tease in college, but we're going to get this one down a little low. I mean, I'd have confidence that they'd cover the 7.5 too. So the 1.5, I mean, come on, win the ball game. Come on.
The thing for Georgia that kind of bothers me is the quarterback, you know, chatter, how they're kind of like, what's, you know, is this guy Stetson going to stay as the starter? He's the former walk on. Cause the guy JT Daniels kind of lost it, you know, week 4 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why are we even still talking about this at this point? So I don't know. The kid Stetson's like, I'm not on social media. I don't read any of that when they're asking him about it. But it's like, that shouldn't even be a topic at this point.
Yeah, I mean, he's at Georgia. He knows how to handle these things.
You would hope, but, you know, that might get in the dome a little there. And if Michigan comes in humming.
We'll see.
Yep. Okay. Anything else to add to NFL or college?
I think that's it. Everyone have a safe, happy new year.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Enjoy the last week of the holidays here. Have a happy new year, and we will catch you guys next week for the NFL and college.
See ya.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.